Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Ken Blackwell, the Ohio Secretary of State. And joining us in our conversation is Glenn Graham.
Ken, during the 2000 presidential election, there were many questions regarding the voting system and election process. What do you think of the Florida recount, and what are your thoughts on the punch card ballots that were used?
I was in Florida for the controversial 35, 36 days where things were going back and forth around the final tally of votes. And I was there, and I watched up close, in an up close and personal way, the tables where the recount were taking place. And so you could see somebody at one table, holding a ballot up to the light and saying, "Oh, I see light around this Chad, so therefore that's a ballot and that's a vote." And then you had the pregnant Chad, the hanging Chad, the dimpled Chad, you name it, Chad. And there were no statewide standards that said that no matter where you are in Florida, if you use a punch card system, this is what constitutes a legitimate vote. Contrast that with Ohio. We had statewide standards, and so we have, at that time, we had 70 counties that were using the punch card system of our 88 counties. And so whether you were in the northeastern quarter or the southwestern quarter, if you were voting on a punch card machine in Ohio, you didn't have a question about what constituted a vote because you had the statewide standard. So it was the absence of a statewide standard, and which drove the whole notion of equal protection under the law, that opened the door for federal intervention and consideration that was a problem. So you saw a lot of focus on the punch card system as being the culprit in that situation. It probably was a combination of an antiquated and outdated technology and the breakdown of architecture built around that technology that would have included standards and a professional oversight that would have eliminated some of the controversy. But we did focus on the punch card system, and recently, last year in October, the president signed the Help America Vote Act, which basically targeted the punch card system for elimination across the country. In Ohio, we have started to implement the Help America Vote Act, and we are now waiting on the flow of federal dollars to be complete so that we, in the next year, can eliminate the punch card system. What we're looking for is a system that is more reliable, more accurate, and easier to use. And this new technology provides us with that capability. Now, we've had a hiccup in July of this year. John Hopkins University researchers started to raise some serious questions about the vulnerability of electronic touchpad systems, which are the dominant systems in the new technology. And that has caused us to have to construct a very robust security validation testing and evaluation process, which we're now running vendors who have made it through our process, we're running them through this robust validation, the security validation process. We think that by the end of the year, we will have sufficiently kicked the tires on the new technology, and then we know that it's very, very important to protect against and give people the full confidence that they are protected against voter fraud, and that the final counts actually reflect the voters will. We will have to make sure that our architecture around this new technology, the procedures, policies, and personnel are tight and well-trained.
Ken, you mentioned the Help America Vote Act. Were you involved in any of the legislative discussions around that, and do you think that that sweeping reform was necessary?
I was deeply involved. Luckily for me, the chairman of the committee on the House side that dealt with election reform was Bob Ney. Bob Ney is not only a colleague and an outstanding leader; he's a friend. And so, I was intricately involved in working with Congressman Ney and his staff, and then Steny Hoyer on the House side, but on the other side of the aisle, and I worked and his staff worked many hours together on the on the Senate side, Congressman Dodd and his staff worked tirelessly, and we also worked with Senator Mitch McConnell. So I was involved. I went up and I spoke to the committees on both the Senate and House side about what I thought had to be in this bill, and I'm deeply appreciative that some of my ideas were incorporated in the final bill that was passed.
Ohio recently approved a list of vendors to supply Ohio counties with new voting machinery. Can you talk about the process and the challenges that Help America Vote Act provides your office?
Unlike some other states like Georgia, our state legislature said that we could only embrace this election reform if the federal government was going to pay for it. And so the Help America Vote Act became essential to us in Ohio. And the dollars associated with it became even more essential because without those dollars, we can't get it done. But we set up a very elaborate evaluation process of the vendors that wanted to supply this service to the people of Ohio, and we ended up with four vendors, and we ended up with them initialing preliminary contracts, which would provide Ohio with not only four providers but two systems, the electronic touchpad system and what is called the optical scan precinct count system, which is the optical scan is like the old SAT test. You color in the oval and then it's electronically scanned and gives you quick results. But the difference is, one, there's less paper involved with the voter, and the optical scan still involves paper. And a lot of people feel much more comfortable with being able to see how they're voting as opposed to the sort of electronic touchpad system. We feel real good about our ability to deliver. We got the best price in the country. We brought in a team of experts, computer science experts, and trained negotiators to complement my internal staff, and we negotiated the best price in the country. One of the deals that we were able to negotiate is that if, in fact, these companies go out and give any other state a better deal, we get that price. So so we feel real good about what we were able to do and the comprehensiveness of our package in terms of training of election officials, public education component, and the maintenance and warranty components, and election day service. We have the one of the best packages ever put together, and the National Association of Secretaries of State and other election associations of elected officials have used this and actually made sure that our plan was and contracts were distributed to others so they could use them as models.
What type of change management processes are the vendors suggesting that you put in place to help voters use these new machines?
The first and most interesting thing is that we had to make sure that people understood that you have all the modern technology that you want. If, in fact, the election officials didn't understand it and couldn't convey confidence to the voting public, then there was going to be a breakdown. And the essential ingredient in the election process in a free democracy is the belief that the final vote actually reflects the will of the people. And so it is understanding that you can't manage elections from and administer elections from Columbus, Ohio, or any state capital, that you're still dependent on the execution of a well-managed election at the local level. And so that goes back to setting objectives, making sure that people understand the anticipated results, and then making sure that they are sufficiently educated at the local level. Doesn't do me any good to be able to be the world's most articulate Secretary of State on these matters, and I haven't been able to communicate that at the point of execution, and that's the local level. So we put a lot of emphasis on working with our 88 county boards of elections, making sure that they are well trained and well equipped. You'd be surprised that the politics of it all, and I say that in a sense that county boards of elections have to get most of their resources from county commissioners, and these county commissioners in Ohio basically are saying, look, we were not Florida. We didn't have a fiasco. And what is this new technology going to cost us? You know, and so you don't have, you just don't have the confidence issues. You have the cost issues that people perceive as being problematic. But when my job as a person who has been in the position of being a fiduciary and a locally elected official, I had to go down and talk to those county commissioners and say, look, just basically understand something. We now have a punch card system. We have a rule in Ohio that says each election you have to print up 102% of the number of registered voters in your county. And when you have elections where only 19%, 36%, you have enormous waste of printing and paper costs. With these new technologies, you don't have that waste. And so there are repurposed dollars that you can put against the maintenance, professional training, public education. And once you sit and work people through it, they begin to get a better understanding and they embrace the technology. People resist change. And unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, are 21st century Luddites. They want to just smash the new technology before they tackle it and tame it.
What does e-government mean in Ohio? We'll ask Ken Blackwell, Ohio Secretary of State, to give us his perspective when the Business of Government Hour returns.